Good morning and welcome to the midweek devotion, Coffee with Ann. I was out in the front yard this morning with my first cup of coffee, and joy, joy, despite the temperatures of the past few days, all seems well with the puny vinca. I even have some late planted and blooming daffodils with their faces to the sun. The hydrangeas have lots of green coming up from the roots, as do the new hummingbird bushes. Even my milkweed plants are coming to life from dry sticks. Everyday miracles of life again. Enjoy your coffee this morning as we visit. Mark chapter 3, verses 7 through 10. Jesus went off with his disciples to the sea to get away, but a huge crowd from Galilee trailed after them. Also from Judea, Jerusalem, Idumea, across the Jordan, and around Tyre and Sidon, swarms of people who had heard the reports and had come to see for themselves. He told his disciples to get a boat ready so he wouldn't be trampled by the crowd. He had healed many people, and now everyone who had something wrong was pushing and shoving to get near and touch him. I feel sure that if Jesus were here on this earth right now, the crowds pushing and shoving to get close and touch the hem of his shirt would be overwhelming. So many hoping for a miracle, a healing of mind and body so longed for by individuals and those who love them. You may remember a couple of weeks ago, I shared a miracle experienced by some friends confronted with a serious health issue while traveling abroad. Today, I want to remind myself and you of all the everyday miracles that occur and often pass us by without notice. We read about the Lord's miracles in the Gospels, his healings, but don't understand why he doesn't do that for us. Is it possible that his miracles are all around us, but we take them for granted? How about the antibiotic cream we can buy over the counter to prevent a dangerous infection developing from a simple cut on our child's leg? Or the antibiotics and medicine that have all but eradicated leprosy from the world? In my own experience, after 2 years of infusion chemotherapy to control my stage 3 cancer, it stopped working. Suddenly, the CT showed the tumors growing again. Without another miracle treatment, I had 6 months to a year or so. But all this time, the Lord was using researchers' efforts to find yet another treatment for lung cancer. And just at the time I needed a lifeline, there it was. Yes, that was a miracle for me, and for many others that have the same cancer. My husband immediately used the word miracle when we were notified that I was a match for the treatment, but it is no more a miracle than the antibiotic cream you confidently buy over the counter to put on the infected cut on your child's leg. The treatments for bronchitis, asthma, strep throat, cancer, heart disease, the vaccine for polio or tetanus or pneumonia, the so-called accidental discovery of penicillin in 1927, or the discovery that a vaccine made from cowpox can prevent the dreaded smallpox in humans. Or what about all the treatments for those with psychological and emotional issues? Millions of lives have been saved by these treatments. These are the dangerous health issues that in Jesus' day would have meant extended suffering, social isolation, and death. The treatments we have today are as much a miracle as Jesus' touch was so long ago. Keep in mind that those who have developed these treatments are human beings with minds, curiosity, compassion, gifted from God. He has used the talents of so many over time to find cures and treatments for so many ills, both physical and mental. Do dramatic miracles still happen? Yes, I think they do. Think of it this way, TNC family. For a village in Ethiopia, where walking miles each day for generations for dirty water is the rule of life, as is disease and hunger. A large yellow truck drives up to the village. The angel workers begin drilling, and miraculously, the flow of clean, clear water, free to all, gushes up out of the dry, sandy earth. To these people, it is a miracle. Here in our world, the miracle of water or medicine or food or freedom or available health care is so common we take it for granted and complain if it falls short in any way. But how can we deny that divine intervention has been and is at work? Our Lord's compassion for His creation has never ceased. May we keep in mind the biggest miracle for us all is Jesus Himself. Let us pray. We come this morning to thank You, Lord, for Your healing touch. Open our eyes to see Your miracles all around us, and our minds to Your urge to be a miracle, however small, to someone in need. In Your precious name, we pray. Amen. Thank you for being with me this morning, and may the Lord bless you and yours.